Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Today's the start of big things for the holidays in downtown Fredericksburg, and we're going to get into it this morning. It's called Downtown 31, and I will give you all the information as we go along this morning. Bill Freeling, the City Economic Development and Tourism Director, joins us this morning, along with Ann Glave with Fredericksburg Downtown and Sonia Wise with Parks and Rec here this morning. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning, Ted. Thanks for having us today.
Good to have you. Good to have you all here. Bill, this is the first time you've been here since your job promotion. Congratulations. It's going to be great working with you with this.
Thank you, Ted. Likewise. I look forward to it. It's always been great working with you and look forward to continuing that going forward.
Everything with economic development and with tourism, this is a big what's planned this month, kind of out of the ordinary of what Fredericksburg done, but this looks really like it's going to be a fun month.
Absolutely, yeah, we're really excited about everything that's going on downtown. The Department of Parks and Recreation and Public Facilities and Fredericksburg Virginia Main Street have both done a great job with some assistance from the Fredericksburg Economic Development Authority and our department. So we're really excited about all the great activity downtown, and downtown looks very festive, and there's lots of great events planned and great merchandise available and great restaurants, and it all shapes up to be a really nice package that we hope will bring in a lot of people.
Yep, it's going to be different. It's going to be a busy month, Sonia. Lots going on. Like the name says, there's something every day.
Well, there's a lot to fill a lot of your days. You know, we couldn't talk people into doing something like every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but we have a whole lot. And the idea is, you know, if you've got friends, family, people visiting, check out our website. And we definitely have several things that would interest all types of groups.
Yep, so. We're going to get into all of that. Ann Glave here, also with Fredericksburg Downtown. Before we start talking about what's coming up, we need to. When we last saw you, you and I were standing out on Saturday on down. It was pretty early downtown, and it was kind of cold, and you were wondering, I sure hope people come. From all indications, Small Business Saturday was a huge success.
Everything that we're hearing was that it was a huge success. I mean, the weather was gorgeous. People were out. I mean, we started at 6:30 in the morning with the volunteers from Team Red, White, and Blue to fill the balloons, to put them out in all the shops and in the corners, and they were tied on the planters. I mean, we had stores that claimed they did up to 90% increase in sales. Several other businesses, it was their busiest Saturday ever. Some of our clothing stores, they didn't start seeing activity until like late morning, which is not atypical because people are gift shopping versus clothes shopping at that time of year. But it was an overall, I mean, the national promotion for It's a Small Business Saturday really, I think, is just going on its own little roller coaster. So it became a day versus it started out as a couple of hours for a Main Street. It's growing to a whole day of events. So some of our coffee shops and businesses that were supporting Small Business Saturday by showing your receipt just had phenomenal busy weekend. It was a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that's kind of why, to me, it's like the start of what's coming with this Downtown 31, because Downtown 31 is replacing, you know, First Night. But this is a month-long celebration of events. It's not just a one day, which is what Small Business Saturday, we want that to grow to a quality of life decision to shop downtown and support downtown. So all of this all kind of segues really well together, and it's been a great collaboration among the city and the different organizations to put this together. So today is the first day of it all, December 1st.
It's just perfect timing having you all here. You know, one of the things, Ann, I noticed on after talking to you and being downtown on Saturday and just taking pictures, I noticed afterwards when I was posting pictures, there were a lot of people in those pictures that didn't have just one. Some of them had three or four bags showing that they had been to a lot of different places. And to me, I thought that's kind of exciting to see that.
We saw a lot of bags. What I'm hearing from the merchants that the transaction counts was considerably higher than it's been in the past previous years. Average sales may have been down a tad bit, but there's more and more people shopping and coming downtown. And the few people that I talked to that were coming downtown, it was either their first visit or they had come down Last year, for the first time, most of the people I spoke to were coming from Spotsylvania and Stafford area, and then we had our locals. But it was very much a regional, local area, which is what we want. So it was great to see. I mean, I saw people walking around with crowns on their heads.
And, yeah.
I mean, there were a lot of people very excited about supporting the downtown community, which is great to see.
Well, and Bill, what's exciting is that the downtown isn't just Caroline Sophia, Princess Anne Street. You go start venturing out from the downtown, from the what's seen as the downtown. The downtown encompasses a lot of Fredericksburg. Out on William Street there are things you can go up past the college. There's a lot to do and see when you come shopping around here.
Yeah, certainly I agree. I think that Caroline Street remains the hub of the downtown Main Street, but certainly the definition of what is downtown, I believe, has expanded. William Street, there's a lot of great restaurants, and there's a lot of new residential up there, and certainly along Sophia and Princess Anne as well. For example, with the opening of Foodie, has extended the what you would consider to be kind of like the main commercial district. Mm-hmm. And I really think that over time, it'll continue to grow as more people choose the downtown walkable lifestyle, and you see more developers that are proposing projects kind of on the outskirts of town along the Princess Anne corridor and the Lafayette corridor. I think that over time, those will all encompass kind of greater downtown with connections with all our great trail systems, and there'll be new businesses coming to those corridors as well. And I think the downtown really has a lot of great momentum. You see that playing out in other communities across the country with people choosing the urban lifestyle over the suburban lifestyle. And we're blessed with a great downtown that is historic and beautiful and really is the center of commerce for the entire region. And we think that the momentum downtown will only grow over time. So we're certainly excited about what's going on downtown.
I was downtown a couple weeks ago, and it was making my way, and was over in the area by Foodie and by the Fredericksburg Area Museum that's reopened. And I thought this is an area, or there are a lot of good things happening right now in the city.
Certainly there are, yeah. And you mentioned the Fredericksburg Area Museum. We're certainly delighted that they're reopened. Of course, they're in kind of a soft opening phase right now with the grand opening this spring. But it's great to have them back open, and they've done a great job moving back into and consolidating into the town hall space. And I think you'll see activity pick up in Market Square, partly as a result mm-hmm. of that museum reopening. And so we're excited about that.
Sonia, this Ann mentioned it. The timing is fantastic because you had with Small Business Saturday, and just even the emphasis downtown throughout November about kind of ramping up for the holiday season, and now bam, we're into December, and then we move into Downtown 31.
Bam, we're into December.
it doesn't seem like we should be in December yet.
I know. I'm not ready for December, but I'm so ready because I am ready for this event.
And we're going to get into all the nuts and bolts about what's going on. It's Downtown 31. Downtown31.com is the website that has all kinds of great information. There's also a Facebook page, too, that you can follow to see what's happening, when, and where. And we'll get into that when we come back. Bill Freeling and Glave Sonia Wise here with Downtown 31 is our focus in Fredericksburg this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Downtown 31, our focus this morning. It kicks off today. Bill Freeling and Glave and Sonia Wise here to talk about it. Bill and Sonia with the city, and Glave with Fredericksburg downtown. This and for somebody who like you focuses on downtown, this is as I look at all of these events, these are good for you and good to these will get a lot of people downtown. I would think
it was, and that's why it was, I think, a good collaboration working with the city and Parks and Rec, because they have some of the resources and the larger staff than Main Street does. Again, Main Street is a nonprofit kind of grassroots organization with one paid person, so it accomplishes what we're looking is to bring people downtown, have fun, discover new shops, you know, eat at a new restaurant, lots of family activities to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, the biggest one happening is the parade coming mm-hmm. this Saturday. So that brings lots of people downtown. So it's a win-win for all, because people can accomplish and see a lot that they never have seen before.
And this kind of what we talked about when you were in a few weeks ago, talking about Small Business Saturday, getting people downtown and like you say, seeing things. I always find when I walk downtown, I find something new that I didn't know was there.
I always hear from at least a handful of people that they've discovered a portion of Fredericksburg they have never seen before. Mm-hmm. Whether it was a shop on the side street, a shop on the main street, they found a new restaurant. I mean, and they have to come down in order to see it. And they're all hearing about Fredericksburg downtown from social media, from their friends. It's all that talking, and it's just the general excitement of what's been happening downtown. And that's everybody working together for a vibrant downtown. It's not just really one organization. It's all – we all want downtown to succeed because it is the heart of the community.
It seems, Bill, and I mean this could be – you could just say, no, not really, Ted, and then we can move on. But it seems like, you know, if we were having this conversation 5 or 10 years ago, we would be talking more about the downtown and about the antique shops downtown. There's a lot more restaurants that I think a lot of people don't realize. A lot of times someone will say, hey, we should go to some – they'll name a restaurant, and I'll have to ask where it is, thinking that's probably in Central Park or it's in Spotsylvania or Stafford, and it turns out it's downtown.
That's definitely true, Ted. There's been a lot of great new restaurants that have opened downtown along both Caroline and William Streets, and now Princess Anne as well. So it's a great reason for people to come downtown. I think some of the best restaurants in the region, the mom and pop, but really great chefs and great atmospheres. And so certainly that has transformed downtown quite a bit. And we still have the antique shops for people that like that. And I also think that you're starting to see some merchants that are more catered toward residents. As more people move downtown, you're starting to see, for example, a hardware store open. It's not just hardware, it's gifts as well, but they do have hardware items. And you have some medical office, like the Sight Studio Optometry, so you can go and get your eyes checked out and get a pair of glasses. So, and I think over time you'll see more of that. As more and more people live downtown, you'll have both merchants that are catering to visitors and tourists and people in the counties, but then also shops that will be used by the residents. For example, like the Old Town Butcher Shop has become kind of a staple for downtown residents and beyond too. But you know, people that are downtown really almost using it like a grocery store, mm-hmm. or at least to supplement their weekly grocery trip. So so certainly the tenant mix downtown has changed quite a bit over the past 5 years, and I think that's really healthy and a sign of just all the progress that downtown has made.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when the butcher came, and it was just so out of the ordinary, and now so many people, like you say, go there like they do, you know, go to Giant every week.
Right, absolutely, yeah, and it's great. I mean, you can. I do it all the time, actually. I live downtown and I work downtown, so we'll go to Wegmans and Giant, but we'll also we run out of something and you don't quite need to go back out to the grocery store, so we'll stop by the butcher shop and get some meat and mm-hmm. eggs and milk and ice cream. And they do such a good job with their merchandise mix. You always end up spending more than you intended to, which is a good thing for them.
Yeah.
So it's a great place, and certainly delighted to have them downtown.
Well, Sonia, with the events is what you're here for, and to talk about what's going to be happening. And we just mentioned a few minutes ago that I guess the first big event is Saturday with the parade downtown.
Yes, the annual Fredericksburg Christmas Parade. It's a big deal. It's one of the biggest events in the city. The parade does start at 5:30 on this Saturday.
And so be aware, I guess it's on Caroline and Princess Anne Street. You have to have your cars off the road by, middle of the
2:00
afternoon? Okay.
2:00 is what they're doing to have the no parking start downtown.
And then the streets are actually closing at 3:30. So for those who need to know, we do have a map on our website, FredericksburgChristmasParade.com. You can go there and you can see the map. It's also on the Fredericksburg Police Facebook page and the Parks and Rec Facebook page.
And I think it's on the Fredericksburg Main Street page. It's supposed to be loaded up this week. I didn't check it. I apologize, but it's supposed to be on that site too.
It's. Let me just say, it's a handy map. It does show where you can park, and it does show we do have a handicap viewing area. We do have handicap parking. We're really super excited about the layout this year.
The one of the things to be aware of, especially if you're coming from the counties, especially Lafayette Boulevard is always from about 3:00 on will get really slow.
Yes.
So don't plan on getting anywhere fast on Saturday as you come in into the city. But no, the weather's supposed to be nice. Nothing like the Fredericksburg Christmas Parade.
Oh, we're super excited about it. We have 79 entries, all types. I mean, when you think of a parade and you think of the variety of entries, we have that variety. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, and one of the things, because it starts at 5:30, it's the type of thing, it starts early enough and it gets over with soon enough that it's not something that's going to take up all the evening. And it's just, it's fun for any age.
It is. It's fun for all ages, and it does. It'll probably wrap up somewhere between 7 and 7:30, and it's the perfect time to go grab dinner afterwards.
Mm-hmm. So. And you can do that downtown, Ann Glavie.
Yes, you can with over 30 restaurants downtown.
But no, again, but be aware of just parking things, and you don't want to park where you're not supposed to and get towed or something like that.
We do have to be pretty strict with that just due to the overwhelming influx of people into downtown. So, yeah, please definitely pay attention to the parking signs. There's no playing around this Saturday.
And it's really not in my case, I usually will park. I've parked even as far away as the Salvation Army and walked it down.
Sure.
There are places to park, and it's not going to be that – the weather won't be an issue as far as walking anywhere on Saturday.
Right. And we do have the parking garage. We do have the public parking mm-hmm. lots. And there is a lot of street parking, just not on the actual footprint of the parade route, which does run basically from sort of the train station down Caroline, up Amelia, and then on to Princess Anne, sort of back towards the train station. So it's a nice loop. There's a lot of viewing area.
Yeah, yeah. So and you said that there's a handicapped area where you can watch from.
Yes, we do have a designated handicap viewing area, which is basically at the corner of Princess Anne and Amelia. And then the handicap parking is the lot adjacent to the train station.
Okay. So. Again, Saturday night, 5:30 is when the Fredericksburg Christmas Parade takes place. What's next after the on the list of things after the Christmas Parade?
Well, you know, the Christmas Parade is the biggest one, but we have other things happening this weekend as well. You know, Friday is First Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the art galleries are doing a Christmas type of opening. We're really super excited about that. I think that the I didn't bring the list with me. There's a couple. There's an open. There's two open houses this weekend.
I know the Rising Sun Tavern,
Rising Sun Tavern is
doing something, and the Mayor Washington
second,
House is doing something, and the James Monroe Museum on Friday night.
Yeah,
and on our website, we do have a list of calendars, along with the Downtown 31. Also has a list of what's happening for all these weekends coming up. But one of the fun activities that people can do is go down and do the holiday gift cards.
Oh, yay, the holiday gift cards.
What are the holiday gift cards?
I just think this is really cool.
Okay, this is new and super exciting. They are large, oversized picture frames that you take your family and friends down, stand in the picture frames, and you have somebody take a picture of you. So they're life-sized holiday cards, and once you've taken the selfie – you actually have a framed artwork. We have Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Kwanzaa. So we have four cards to choose from. And they are currently installed at Riverfront Park, which is down along Sophia. But we are moving them to Herkamp Park on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
That's a new development.
But it's a great way to take an Insta selfie and have your photograph.
Yeah.
Where you go for your Christmas cards.
I didn't know. I had knew a little bit about them. I didn't know where they were. I went by, and I thought they were at Herkamp Park now. And I went by there yesterday and looked around and thought, well, I don't see anything. They'll be moving from the Riverfront Park to Herkamp Park.
Yeah, we decided that we could actually leave them up longer if we have them in Herkamp Park. So, and I do want to say that we are really super excited. The NSWC Federal Credit Union is supporting that, made it possible for us to have those holiday cards. So
okay.
They're up now. We'll probably take them down second of January. So check them out.
One other event I'll put a plug in for on Saturday, the Rappahannock Rotary Club's annual pancake breakfast at the Baptist Church on Caroline Street, the entrance on Caroline Street.
And that's goes a tradition, from, too.
It's a great tradition. It's from 8 to 5.
Yeah.
Great. I think it's $6, and you go in, you can eat as many pancakes and sausage and Think bacon and baked apples. It's always delicious and brings out a lot of people. And it's a great way to bring your family, and you see other families enjoying it. And really, you can go right up until the start of the parade, or you can go at 8 o'clock in the morning. So that's always a great event.
Yeah, no, we did a show on that a few years ago, and I didn't realize the people involved in that. A lot of those people have been involved in that for years and years, and it is truly a tradition. There was an article in the paper on that. I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, Rob Hedel did a really nice column on it. But yeah, it's a great event. It's just a great day in downtown between the pancake breakfast and the Christmas parade and all the new additions, as Sonia was just talking about, that we have this year. So
and the cards.
And the cards.
Yeah. So if anybody had their picture taken, have you done the cards yet?
I have not. I was too busy getting them created. Yeah, and
I understand that.
We are actually headed down there this morning we'll be getting some photos down at the cards this morning at 10.
So that they're at the Riverfront Park right now. Within next week, we'll move up to Herkamp Park. Something to look forward to. And Glave here, Sonia Wise, Bill Freeland. We're talking about Downtown 31. More details on what's happening in the next month when we come back on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Coming up on 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Some terrific stuff taking place in the next month in the city of Fredericksburg. It's called Downtown 31, downtown31.com, the website that has all the information about what we're talking about. Bill Freeling here, the City Economic Development and Tourism Director, and Glave is with Fredericksburg Downtown, and Sonia Wise, the Special Events Coordinator with the City Parks and Rec here this morning. Sonia, you've got kind of a list there of the master list. So run down some of the things that we need to know about. The big thing, as you mentioned, was the parade, and there are a lot of things going on this weekend besides and along with the parade, but you've got some big events with this Downtown 31.
We do. We're really super excited. You know, this weekend we have cool stuff, but then moving into the weekend of the 9th and 10th and then beyond to the weekend of the 16th, 17th, we have just packed events. Some new things. We have movies outdoors in Herkamp Park, and we're going to be premiering Elf, Polar Express, and Christmas Story on three consecutive Fridays. We also, brand new, we are doing snowball fights. Is it time to talk about those?
Right. Of course it is. So tell, how are we doing that?
Okay, so that's the number one question. People go, snowball fights, how are you doing that? We have located really cool snowballs that are exactly the size that you think a snowball should be. And it looks like a puff ball, but when you squeeze it, it kind of crunches. And when you throw it, it has this amazing lob that you just want to go pick it up and throw it again. It is so much fun to throw. We've been throwing them at each other in the offices.
So they must not hurt. So, if I threw one at Bill right now, he wouldn't walk out angry and have a mark. And
I'd just throw it right back at you.
Okay.
They're the perfect snowball. You don't get hurt.
They are. My son, I let him throw them at me just as hard as he wanted to, and it's really fun. All you can do is laugh when you get hit. So we are hosting. Those are brand new, and those actually follow Christmas. They're the week between Christmas and New Year's. And just really quick, those are, we've broken them up by age groups so that it's sort of fair play. Monday night, the 26th, is elementary school age children. Tuesday night, the 27th, is middle school. Wednesday night is high school. And then Thursday night, we're doing an adult snowball fight. So on the kid fights, we are asking that the adults stay out of the play ring, you know, and we're going to have snacks. The way that it's going to work, you know, parents can hang out and have their coffee and hot chocolate and watch their kids fight. It's a little bit like doing a moon bounce at an event. You know, the kids kind of go in, have some time, maybe funnel out, and then kind of go back in. So the admission is going to be $5, and that basically earns you a bucket of rented snowballs for the night. So...
Okay. So, and these are all the snowball fights are going to take place at Riverfront Park.
Riverfront, yes, sir.
So that Riverfront Park, Bill, you're sort of, with some of these events, starting to incorporate that into the life of the city.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's been obviously a lot of talk about developing Riverfront Park, and which kind of is confusing because actually Riverfront Park is already there.
Yeah.
It's not the final product, but it's already a really nice park and obviously a beautiful setting. And we think that that'll only improve over time. You know, we're still working out the final details as to what the design will be. But certainly the city is moving forward on the development of kind of the final Riverfront Park. Which could end up playing out in phases, but I think a few years from now anyway, it'll really be even nicer than it is now. But already we're certainly using it to have some of these events, and it's a great venue, and that will get even better over the years.
Yeah, you're just getting people used to it, because I know in the fall there was the authors. In September.
Yeah, the independent authors. And then we did Treats on the Street was there.
Yeah.
That was the beginning and ending point for that event. So it's a perfect spot for downtown for large crowds to have these events.
Well, and Sonia, I like the snowball fights after Christmas, and especially if you've got people in town,
exactly,
looking for something to do. Everyone's tired of their presence.
Exactly, the kids are out of school; they're probably getting a little bit bored.
It's the post-Christmas sick of the kids.
Yeah, so bring them out and just let them just work out all of their excessive energy on other kids who are feeling the same way.
So I'll be interested to see what one of these snowballs look like, because everybody who's done, I mean, has been as enthusiastic as you have.
Oh, there's so much fun.
Yeah. Where'd you find them at?
We found them with a supplier online.
Okay.
And we have thousands of them. They do stay with us, so we will be asking when people leave the snowball fight, they do remain with us, and we will be using them again for future events.
That's what I figured. So, this is something we'll see. Now, the movies in Hurricane Park, especially the movies you're showing, that's a make-a-memory kind of thing to watch a movie like that.
It really is. They're free and open to the public, and we chose the movies because they are memorable movies. You know, these are some of the family favorites, and we're inviting people to bring their blankets, bring their chairs. They can bring their, you know, their thermoses. Absolutely. It's just an outdoor setting and a chance to just kind of snuggle up and laugh out loud and just enjoy in a crowd of other people who love the same movies. So
yeah,
we're really super excited about
that. And anybody can go to these outdoor movies in the summer, where you just bring a chair and there's a nice breeze. Go in when it's winter and cold.
Right. We will be putting out a few heaters, but definitely come ready to brave the cold.
So those the snowball fights in the movies, those are a couple of the big events.
Those are
this
some
month.
Of the big new events. You know, we have some really favorite traditionals that we're also promoting as part of Downtown 31. We have Mary Carols, which is a big deal.
It's our second anniversary for Mary Carols, and it's kind of a community sing along.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be at Market Square, and this year we have the Spotsylvanias are singing to give us into that Christmas carol spirit, along with I think there's a surprise visit from the Clauses to end up the evening, and there'll be free refreshments that's been supplied by 2530 Espresso and Agora. So it's kind of it's like a 45-minute kind of quick way of just getting into the Christmas spirit and then moving on to, she said, you know, Hurricane Park for cards or to go down and shop or eat dinner. It's just another way to bring the community together to celebrate the holidays.
Other than the fact that I remembered you gave me a Christmas present last year when I saw you at the but there were a lot of there was a nice crowd last year for a first time event.
Yeah, we had a couple hundred last year, and this year we're actually doing a special treat, I would call it, before the event, and that is the museum will also be open from 5 to 7 to encourage people to come in and see the exhibits during that time. So while you're waiting for the Christmas carols to start, you can visit the museum if you hadn't seen that yet, because we try to do those on Fridays, encourage people to come down and see something they may not have seen before. So it should be a really fun. I said there's a lot of things happening on the next couple of weekends downtown.
Well, next weekend also is the National Park Service is the anniversary of the Battle of Fredericksburg. So there are all kinds of events all weekend long. If you see people dressed up in Civil War stuff, that's what's going on.
Yeah, that is a big one. And also that's the same opening for the candlelight tour with the Fredericksburg Historical.
Yeah. Does anybody know where – because they usually pick a certain section of the city.
Yeah, it's along Winchester and Prince Edward Streets, kind of between Amelia and Fauquier in that general area. So some really nice homes in there. That's always a popular event that HFFI puts on. Great way to showcase some of downtown Fredericksburg's nice homes and all decorated nicely for the holiday. So it's another fun event.
Let's go, Sonia, in a lot of ways, Fredericksburg, even before the whole downtown 31 came into being, has always had this. It's always busy this time of year, and you've been able to kind of add to it with some of these bigger events.
That's the thing that I actually love so much about downtown 31. You know, we're highlighting all of the things that are already working so well and that people already love about coming downtown. And, you know, it's pretty great. You can go on any of our organization websites and see many of these events. But to really just focus that this is December, this is in downtown Fredericksburg, you know, pick your favorite things to do. And, you know, we're kind of saying, you know, what are your 31 favorite things to do in downtown in December? So we were looking at the calendar and sort of saying, well, if I had my bored kids at home, what would I want to add? You know, sort of what would you want to do, especially after Christmas and kind of leading up to New Year's Eve? And that's sort of how we came up with the snowball fights. And, you know, some of us said, yeah, we really would like some outdoor movies. And so we just were brainstorming and sort of adding in and filling in to round out all the really cool things happening in the city.
Speaking of New Year's Eve, what happens New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve is a big night. We have our finale event, and that is going to be in Riverfront Park once again. We are also using Market Square, where we are going to have our teen party, and I'll get to that in a second. It is a little bit different. It is not first night. It is its own unique event. It's from 5 to 9 p.m. It is free. Everybody's welcome. We are having entertainment for adults and children in Riverfront, including live music. We've got Steve Jarrell, and we've just signed some other music. I actually don't know.
It's
music. We've got performers. We've got games. We're having a snow maze that we're encouraging people to walk through. We've got all kinds of food and fun. And then for the teens who kind of want to break out on their own and sort of away from the parents, in Market Square, we are having DJ Marvelous and Hit the Deck Entertainment, and he's putting a full-on party in Market Square.
Okay.
During 5 to 9. Again, that's free, part of the finale event. At 9 o'clock, we have 3,000 ping pong balls being dropped from great heights, and 100 of those balls are prize balls in which they can win gift cards to downtown Fredericksburg businesses.
Okay, so how are they going to get – they just get – get dropped, or they get dropped in an area, or how does that work?
We have support from the Fredericksburg Fire Department, and they are super excited to be putting up their big bucket truck, and they're going to be leaning over Riverfront.
Oh, okay.
It's sort of a fenced-in area, and we're going to make sure that the balls sort of stay a little more fenced-in. And if you're standing, you know, in the area, you're just going to see these 3,000 ping pong balls come down. They are commemorative, so we do encourage people to get them and take them home. But definitely look to see if you've got the gold winning prize ball.
I think there's 100 gold balls.
100.
So you get a chance.
There's 100 prizes.
100 prizes.
This is like Willy Wonka and instead of a gold ticket, you get a gold ball.
Exactly. With the 9 o'clock ping pong ball drop, that is sort of our early countdown. So this is a really super family-friendly countdown.
Yeah.
Once we do the countdown, you know, the kids get to be a part of it, then our event actually concludes. And then we're encouraging people who want to continue the party to check out all of the other New Year's Eve countdown-related type of events. We do have those listed on our website, and they're being added weekly as well.
See, that's perfect, because somebody like Bill with young kids, you can say to your kids, it's midnight, got to go to bed now. And by 9:30, they're in bed.
Exactly, as am I. So it works out great.
Or you can put them in bed with a sitter and head back out. So, yeah.
So that's New Year's Eve in Fredericksburg. So 9 o'clock, your events end, and then people can go. A lot of people do that anyway. They'll go off to their own thing after a while. So
yeah.
You're just tapping into that.
We are, and we're helping to facilitate. So if you are planning your date night on New Year's Eve, you can check out our website and say, okay, well, I'm going to hit the finale event, and then we're going to go hop to this restaurant, and then we're going to go do a countdown over here. And that's what we're hoping people will do on New Year's Eve.
Well, you know, Sonia, what I like about this is you put a name to it, the Downtown 31. You've got a very cool logo. And it's bright and has all kinds of it. You know, it shows the city. So there's a method with what you're doing here this month.
There is, and for those who maybe haven't put it together yet, you know, New Year's Eve is on the 31st. So Downtown 31. Get it?
Yeah, got it. So that will conclude everything, and then we move on.
And then we move on into a new year.
Well, we talk about what Small Business Saturday does. I think, like we have said over and over, there are a lot of these events that have been around for decades.
Well, and it's a great combination of taking the traditional events mm-hmm. that have been happening downtown along with all the new events that people are asking for, and it all kind of blends for the whole month of December. Again, it's all working to bring people downtown. So it's just a great way to keep celebrating December from December 1st all the way through December 31st. And it's very family friendly. There's a lot of free events going on. But it's a great, again, it's a great collaboration of all the different groups working together for downtown. So it's a, you know, it's Downtown 31 kind of is a one place shopping to kind of find all the things that are happening. And it's a nice brand to accomplish that quick, where do I go for New Year's or for what's happening in the month of December. It's a nice package.
And we'll certainly try to build on it every year. So I think every year you've seen some new events being added to, as you said, the staples and the holiday traditions. And I think over time we'll continue to add great events and things to do downtown at this time of the year. And anticipate the event and downtown itself just getting better and better every year.
And I guess, Bill, with what you do, especially with whether it's with both economic development and tourism, getting people into the downtown and to help the businesses that are in downtown Fredericksburg to say these are some of the things that we're doing to try to help you out.
Certainly that's important. And obviously we also have a mission of bringing in people from outside the region to come in and experience downtown and the entire city. Obviously there's a lot of focus on downtown and rightfully so, but we're also proud of Eagle Village and Central Park mm-hmm. and Celebrate Virginia and some of the other areas of the city. But certainly downtown's the heart of it and the commercial core of the city and the region. So certainly having these events brings people downtown where they shop and they eat and creates tax revenue that the city can then plow into creating great parks and trails and more parking opportunities. And so it certainly all works together. It's definitely a team effort.
It is downtown31.com, the website that has all this information. There's also a Facebook page that has all kinds of stuff, too. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. We'll give you the whole rundown of what's happening over the next month. Downtown 31, our focus this morning with Sonia Wise, Ann Glave, and Bill Freeling. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Downtown 31 this morning. Bill Freeling and Glave Sonia Wise here to talk about it. All the events going on in this next month in the city of Fredericksburg. Again, downtown31.com is the website with all the information. Sonia, the parade is the big event, but again, there's all kinds of go to the website and you'll see all the other things going on this weekend. But the parade Friday night starts at 5.
Saturday. The parade Saturday starts at 5:30. Yes. And I want to say a special thank you to B101.5 Radio and to Huber Motor Cars.
Yes.
Huber Motor Cars for sponsoring this year's event and making it possible, making it bigger and better than
than ever.
Yeah. No, it's a good the parade on Saturday. It's a good time. It starts at 5:30. Saturday's a busy day because Spotsylvania's parade is Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
And a lot of people do both. You'll stand up for stand out for the Spotsylvania parade, then come into the city at night.
And I think we're one of the few, if not the only, parade at night on the East Coast.
Ooh.
So I don't know. I've heard that before. I haven't been able to verify that, but it is one of the few nighttime parades.
Even if it's not true, it's a great thing to say.
and it's we'll really, stick with it.
It's really neat because a lot of the floats incorporate lights, which, you know, make it a cool evening parade.
Now, in the city, when it's lit up at Christmas downtown, is just really terrific to see.
Oh, an amazing setting. Yeah.
Yeah. So the parade, Saturday, 5:30, is the kickoff for the parade. Also, the holiday cards are something new this year.
Mm-hmm. You can go visit those now. And, you know, when you go downtown to the parade, make sure you swing by the cards and get some photos. Those will be up now through Christmas. We have a whole lineup of events on our website, downtown31.com. And for people who are doing events that need to be on the calendar, you can go to the website and contact me, and I will get you added to the calendar. Anybody who's in downtown that's going to be open for New Year's Eve or any other cool event that fits in with Downtown 31, we would love to include you on the list.
And certainly for the parade this weekend, we encourage people to come out early. It's not always there's definitely parking available. You might have to walk a little bit, but you'll find a parking spot, and we encourage people to get out there early and come to the pancake breakfast at the Baptist Church, do some shopping, maybe go to a restaurant for an appetizer beforehand, and get your spot early along the street, and really enjoy the ambiance of downtown for that great event.
It's always fun to see because it's usually about Saturday morning people start putting chairs out at different spots to stake out their locations. And there'll be street closures. And Ann, you said, 2 o'clock you have to have stuff off?
2 o'clock is when they're going to start the no parking. Street closures at 3:30, I believe.
So be aware of that. There are snowball fights between Christmas and New Year's, and that's over at Riverfront Park.
Yep.
And the movies at Herkamp Park is next Friday night. So three Friday nights, and next Friday is the first.
The Friday the 9th.
Yeah.
Is that next Friday? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. We're rolling into it.
So
Friday the 9th with Elf, and then Polar Express on the 16th, and then A Christmas Story on the 23rd. So.
Oh, and very quickly, we're doing raffles during the movie. So if you come to Elf, you have a chance to buy a raffle to win, Elf's favorite breakfast. You can enter the raffle to win the leg lamp from The Christmas Story, and we're giving away the Red Ryder BB gun as well during The Christmas Story. So we have really cool raffles to sort of make it a fun event.
Well, we're out of time. Bill Freeland and Glavie, Sonia Weiss, thank you so much. By the end of this month, you guys are going to be exhausted. So I'll see you sometime after that. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks Ted. Always great to be here.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.